Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to Create the Movement podcast. This is Brad Post, and I'm very excited to introduce a friend of mine, Amanda Woods with Social Savant Consulting. Amanda, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. It's glad to have you with us. I think we've been friends for 3-4 years or less or more. And you've been doing some exciting stuff kind of in the social media space for a long time now, right?
Yeah.
And so your website's socialsavantconsulting.com, correct?
It is. It's actually Social Savant.
Savant.
Sorry, okay. I know, it's French, right?
Yeah,
right. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about Social Savant. And just kind of a little bit about your history.
Yeah, well, okay. So first of all, thank you so much for having me on. I feel really honored that you asked me. And anyway, I've been listening to your podcast for a while now. So it's an honor to be on and get to share.
Oh, so you're the one listener that we have. I was wondering who that was.
I promoted. You should get more listeners. I've actually been kind of on and off in some form in the IT/digital marketing space for, oh my goodness, I guess 14 or 15 years. I graduated high school in 2000, and my husband and I actually started working at a technology company in a small town in Kentucky shortly after that. And this is when people were just beginning to do a lot of paper document conversion to electronic document management systems. And so that's what our company did. And we also had partnered with a medical software management company. And so I helped to market and promote that. And this is when, iPads and mobile devices were becoming used more largely by physicians and doctors. And so that was forever ago. And so just on and off through the years after we moved to Tulsa, again, worked for a couple of technology companies. But the last 5 years, I have really spent the majority of the last 5 years in ministry. And so I worked for a small church here in town, and we helped to build a really large international network. I kind of think of it as like a fellowship of ministries, starting with nothing.
right.
And was able to scale that to we had an online audience of over 10,000. We had an online radio station. We had an annual international conference and just a lot of great things going on there. But throughout all of that, social media marketing, of course, has been a big part of what I do. And then training and consulting for these ministries and helping them to get their message out has been a big part of what I've done. So it was really time to venture out on my own. And so that's what I did January 1st.
That's exciting. Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the world of entrepreneurship.
And, yay!
So what would you say is the one thing that's really exciting to you in your business right now? I mean, besides launching it, new website, that type of stuff.
So first of all, kind of what I do is Social Savant Consulting is we're sort of a boutique social media advertising and consulting agency. And I say boutique because normally when you think of an ad agency, you think large scale and, taking on smaller clients and being able to help them reach their target audience and get their message across clearly. And so my mission really is to empower clients. So I want them to be able to see a return on their marketing investment and results on their bottom line. And believe it or not, that actually makes me stand out from some of the local social media experts in town. you know, I'm really focused in a lot more on, a lot less on popularity and a lot more on results.
Right.
I don't care as much about the audience size as making sure it's the right audience. And so that's kind of what I'm focused on. So something I'm really excited about right now is that, you know, in keeping in line with that, is that, you know, even though I've been doing consult for a few years now, several years back, well, I would say even 3 or 5 years ago, I would need to bring a lot of preliminary stats to the table, and I'd really have to educate people first and foremost on the validity of social before we could even move forward, you know. So
right.
It's really exciting to me now that for the most part, we can dive right into discussing ways that we can kind of break through the clutter and just start beginning to put a plan together right away. So that's exciting to me that we don't really have to initially lead with that. And then another thing is live video content.
Okay.
Which really, like, you know, the last year or 2 years has been just skyrocketing. And I like this because I feel like it gives people an insider look, and I feel like it requires just a certain vulnerability and transparency, which I still have some difficulty with, honestly. But the more I do it, you know, the more comfortable I get.
Right.
So, yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. What, as far as you mentioned live video, but what are some of the productivity tools, software that you use every day? Probably Facebook or your phone.
Right. swiping through all the apps as we speak. Yeah, I mean, probably my top one right now is just going to be Canva, because because of content creation and management, I'm doing a lot of graphic design. So
images and
images, and I'm not a graphic designer, and I don't claim to be one. So Canva is a great tool for me. And then, you know, Facebook Ads Manager, I'm on that every day. So and Google Analytics,
Definitely. What is there like, what would you say is the biggest pain point that you've been dealing with in your business?
Okay. Maybe. So granted, it's been 10 weeks.
Well, I guess maybe more in your space, so the social media space.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of different. I mean, I do have a personal kind of. I don't know if I'd call it a pain point as much as a challenge to me, and I actually enjoy that. But right now I'm looking to outsource as much as possible right away. So as I just mentioned, for instance, I'm not a graphic designer, so I'm partnering with a couple of local designers and, you know, looking for videographers in particular and copywriters, which I noticed you had one on your podcast.
Yes.
It was the last podcast, so that was exciting to me. I thought, I need to contact. But, you know, and doing so on a bootstrap budget. So the challenge here seems to be kind of assembling a team whose work I admire, you know, because they're putting together brilliant artistic, you know, expression, thinking outside of the box. But they're also great with time management and communication. So.
Right.
That might be, and that's essential to me, really, for, you know, since it's going to be my name and it's going to be kind of me on the line, right? So that's been probably the biggest challenge I'm having right now, is assembling that team.
Yeah, that's because you want to be efficient, right, and effective, but also profitable at the same time. So that's good. What would you say is the best business advice that you have ever received?
Okay, so this one, I think I had mentioned that, I kind of came out of this ministry bubble the last 5 years, and I've got a lot of great things to say about, really transformational things about heart belief and identity and kind of what got me here and really gave me the courage to launch out. But I have a friend, you know, Ryan Lelf, and he says this numerous times, and it's kind of the first thing that came to mind. He says, be who you be. because who you are is enough. So I don't need to be everything to everyone. And as much as I want people, you know, to hire me, I'm not a good fit for everyone, and not everyone's a good fit for me.
Right.
And my time is limited. Your time's limited and valuable. Yeah. And I believe being a good steward and having high integrity means not allowing this desire for growth or the desire to make money cloud my judgment when it comes to taking on new projects and even in forging partnerships that make good sense. So, you know, I'm only going to proceed if I truly believe there's an opportunity to produce excellent results for my clients. And so that's it.
That's good stuff. And you chuckled before the podcast, but I think that's very solid. I like it. What would you say are some of the books that you recommend to our listeners? Or to our one listener, what book would you recommend to yourself?
To myself? Me and you, Brett. Hey, I'm a bookworm. I'm not going to lie. I'm really a bookworm. So this one was a little bit tough for me. So I did like my top four.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. So one that I just got through reading is called Go for No.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
No.
Okay, and I need to find, hold on a second, and I'll see if I can find the author, because I can't remember the author's name. But basically, what it's talking about is that, you know, people have this idea that they need to avoid pitfalls, they need to avoid failures, they need to avoid no's. And what he is saying is that those failures, those pitfalls, those kind of perceived setbacks are the way to success. They are the way to the yes. So you should actually be seeking them. You should actually seek as many of them as you can.
Right.
Get. Good. Yeah. So, okay. And it's by Richard Fenton.
Andrea. Okay.
Yeah. Go yes. for no. And
well, cool.
Then, okay. Can I name like a couple more? Do we have
absolutely.
Time?
No. Yes.
Okay. So, for advertising, Ogilvy on advertising. This guy was like the original madman.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've read that one, but that one is lovely. And he is basically talking about how to start an advertising agency and how you work with teams. And I don't know, it's a kind of a creative look, and they've got all kinds of different ads in there to study and think about. And let's see.
David Ogilvy. Think, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Yeah. There's one called The One Thing.
Okay.
The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And this is by Gary Keller.
Okay. I've heard of that one.
And this one is about, you know, obviously paring down to the one thing, not trying to be everything to everyone,
right.
And then being able to produce excellence. And then my last one that I put on the list. is this one's a Christian book, but I think that all of the concepts in it apply strongly to anyone. So no matter what your religious background is, Moving Your Invisible Boundaries by Dr. Jim Richards.
Okay. Moving Your Invisible Boundaries.
Yeah, and that one goes back to what I was saying about discovering wrong belief systems that you have.
Okay.
And then being able to transform and replace those.
Good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So besides our podcast, is there any other podcast that you would recommend?
I'm a really big podcaster too.
Yes.
I'm a mom, so I've got like two school drop-offs in the morning, and then I've got pickups, and I've got all this drive time every day. Before and after work. So big podcaster. So social media marketing podcast with Michael Stelzner, that's my top.
Okay.
The Art of Paid Traffic with Rick Mulready is a good one. Founder, which is FOUNDR with Nathan Chan.
Okay.
Genius Network is a good one. And Build Your Tribe with Shailene Johnson. That's a really good one. Yeah.
You are a podcaster, man. That's
awesome.
I am.
That's like only a few of them.
That's great. Well, good. Well, Amanda, is there anything else that you want to share?
Yeah, I think I want to encourage the listeners.
Yeah, go for it.
I want to encourage us.
Yes.
So if I can speak out, I just want to say I meet with people basically weekly who have found themselves burned out on social media efforts that didn't seem to make a difference. And either themselves, their team, or even an outsourcing, they believe that they've tried it and that it just didn't work for them, and they want to give up. And you know, I would just encourage people to reach out, contact me. I do free consulting and assessments. I'm right now actually looking for some case studies for increasing my portfolio for this year, since I am a startup. And so I'm doing a lot of kind of pro bono stuff and going in, because my heart's desire really is to see people be empowered. Okay. And show them that this is powerful and this does work. And so don't give up. You know, Facebook, Instagram, they're still the most powerful platforms for reaching your audience. It's just knowing how to do it. So allowing me that opportunity to kind of come in and help assess and maybe give some advice and help with things that people can put into place so they can see immediate results, you know, and get that hope back that, look, this is going to be powerful for you, and encourage them to forge ahead with that. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Awesome. So they can find you online, socialsavantconsulting.com. Savant.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay.
And then also on Facebook and probably every other
Facebook.
Known social media, or do
yes.
you?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can also email me, Amanda@socialsavantconsulting.com.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for being on with us today. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.